It is time to bring in Dr. Judy Werpman, Food for Mood. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com, and also author of Simon Loses His Tummy. Ladies and gentlemen, let's ask Judy Werpman if she puts plastic furniture covers on her furniture. Good morning, Dr. Werpman.
No, I have ceramic tile on my floor, so when my never-to-be-housebroken, almost 16-year-old dachshund decides it's too cold to go outside, it's a quick cleanup.
and that in fact, is what one ends up doing. Dr. Werpman, a quick question, just because you're a woman, aren't you?
Last time I looked.
Okay. How long, when you were in school, when you were in med school, how many women were in your class?
Oh, no, I have a PhD. But my husband went to medical school, and I think there were 6 or 7 or 8, that's all.
Okay. And how long ago was that?
Almost 60 years.
Right. So 6 decades. I just want to throw into the fact, I'm, you know, a lot of people are talking about, like, it's a woman. And I just want to point out that Cleopatra was a woman, too. And with that, in other words, there's definitely work that needs to be done, but treating, I find it devaluing that just suddenly being female is so novel.
The females being understood to have an intelligence and a capability of carrying out various strategies. No, you're absolutely right.
Margaret Thatcher. I don't want to go further back. Even Nancy Pelosi, who is, you know, was probably in med school if she'd gone with your husband. The point is, there have been women through the ages who didn't subscribe to the, why don't I just be yoked.
Jill. When I graduated college, this is something that our classmates talk about all the time. Our speaker happened to be a cabinet member whose daughter went to my college, and he got up and said that he was so glad that we were well educated, because then we could go home, you know, get married, and we would have the education to raise our children, you know, in a proper and culturally, you know, approved manner, while our husbands went out and worked. Okay, 25 years later, half my class was divorced, and about 99% of my class was in the professions, you know, anything from being a television commentator to a judge,
right,
to whatever, you know, a surgeon. Everybody was working. Everybody had gotten degrees, advanced degrees, and that was the difference. And this man's proclamation of our graduation speaker of this is what you should be doing, you know, was absolutely, thank God, ignored. But that was the culture at the time I graduated college. My grandchildren would have, they would look at me as if, you know, Abraham Lincoln and I were out there chopping logs together,
right,
when I tell them about this. But that's the difference.
And so I just want to say that, you know, cultures are meant to evolve, and that's the point of the exercise. And I just say that as we are at this particular moment, it's probably not unintelligent to widen the lens and see how the evolution has worked, instead of just like, that's the first woman. I'm thinking particularly of the new president of CBS News, who has been at CBS since 1972.
Sure, exactly.
Thank you very much. And she's a woman. It's like,
that's right.
And I'm an astronaut. Okay. With that being said, what did you want to talk about?
Okay, what I want to talk about for the time remaining is how suddenly people who have problems with their weight, they're called, you know, obese, or problems with controlling their eating, binge eaters, bulimics, are now being able to rely, they're now able, if they want, to rely on technology, basically on their cell phone, to help them prevent overeating, or control their impulses to start a binge, and to take care of the binge by throwing up. And this is something that is not totally new, but let's say within the last 5 or 6 years, it's become much more accessible. And what this means, you can start with something very simple. You can have a scale that when you step on it will record your present, your way today on your cell phone. So just like, you know, a fitness tracker, you will have a weight every single day, and you can see whether you are losing weight in the appropriate time. That is assuming that you're willing to step on the scale. But and you certainly have these fitness trackers you have for many several years now, so that if you're willing to wear the bracelet or to activate the app on your cell phone, you can tell how many steps you've taken, what your heart rate is, how active you are when you're sleeping, you know, are you very restless, and how many calories you're burning up. And you certainly can, with your cell phone, record what you're eating. All that works if you're willing to do it. But there is a problem there's an eating disorder, binge eating, where people simply cannot control the amount of food they're eating, and oftentimes they either gain prodigious amounts of weight in a short period of time, or they throw up in a way, or exercise vigorously to get rid of all these unwanted calories. And so now therapists and even life coaches and personal trainers, what have you, are all getting on board by developing programs based on your personal overeating triggers to put them on some kind of program. And there's one that's already available called Take Control, and there are others that are coming on board because they're being researched right now, which if you're willing to do this, you check in several times a day to keep track of sort of self-monitoring, to keep track of what your mood is. Have you skipped a meal? Have you walked past some particularly tempting food, let's say at work or, you know, in a shopping mall or something? And how close are you to starting another binge? And if you're willing to monitor yourself, then the program will respond by saying, well, hey, you know, you haven't had lunch together, so don't eat that chocolate chip cookie, but go to the salad bar and get a salad. Or you're not sleeping enough, and you know if you don't sleep enough, you're going to stay up. You're going to eat to keep yourself awake and prevent yourself from feeling tired. Or you know you just had a fight with your husband or your wife or what have you, and so you're going to go to that bag of potato chips. Don't do it. Go put your head under a cold shower, or, you know, whatever. But so all of these suggestions, which are apparently developed in concert with your therapist who knows you very well, are supposed to help you. And the question is, can it? And, you know, so they're doing research now to see whether it does. And on the one hand, it may work because there's no judgment. I mean, you can't get angry at your cell phone for saying to you, hey, stop eating don't eat those cookies, you know, eat an orange instead, because it's a cell phone. It's not your spouse or your child or your parent or what have you. It's an impersonal message. On the other hand, how can any program predict what may set off your eating? Or, you know, who knows when the next stress is going to come? Sometimes it's predictable, you know, like every time you call your mother, you may eat afterwards. Yeah. And many times it's not predictable. You get a letter in the mail, you get something that's annoying, you get a situation at work that you did not anticipate that's causing you to work longer than you thought you were going to that day. Or you're exhausted, or the neighbor's cat kept you up last night, and so you're really very tired. How can a program possibly predict what life is going to be like for you, and therefore get you to take the steps? And also, when do you make the transition from relying on your cell phone to relying on yourself? You know, these are all things that have not been answered, but I suspect that we're going to see technology really take over. And, you know, it occurs to me that eventually these computer things like Alexa, you know, that sit on your counter and tell you, you know, that you should wear a raincoat because it's raining outside, you know, maybe they'll monitor what you're eating. You know, if it's kitchen and you open up a bag of Oreos, say, don't eat that. I hear you opening the bag.
I hear that crackling. All right. To be continued. Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wortman, Food for Mood.
And, of course, you can hear Dr. Wortman every Thursday morning right here on Robin Hood Radio.